episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. President Trump has a big weekend in Philly, breaking crowd records left and right. We're going to talk all about that. While Joe Biden gets ready for the debate this week by hiding out in the basement bunker at Camp David, we also have President Trump announcing his vice presidential pick has been made. All the latest on that. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Monday edition of the show today. We are kicking off a big week. We got the presidential debate and so much more, so much to talk about. So I need you to help get this party started on this crucial week by rumbling this video. You guys know to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards. You know why? Because it's the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. The air condition's fixed. You better be ready too. And let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York on this June 24th, and I am joined in the studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? The air conditioner gets fixed, and him and I are back and better than ever, shot out of a cannon, because it's less than 79.5 degrees in the studio, so we're ready to go today. Me and producer Frankie, how you doing, sir?
Oh, just the vibes, the change in vibes, just from, you know, 80 degrees to 70, what it could do. Oh my, ready to rock.
Yes. And I like today how Frankie must be feeling himself a little bit extra because the camera is extra zoomed in on himself. Frankie, do you think you look good today? I think you look good today, buddy. You know,
is it? I thought this was looking good. Looking this is good. The huge.
So listen, we know that everybody watched the show, you know, half of the nice stay-at-home moms who watch this show tune in just for Frankie, okay? Because everyone, you know, he's the heartthrob of this network. So all right, guys, we got a big show for you today. We have, obviously, a big week ahead of us. CNN is hosting the debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. And it's amazing how President Trump had to jump through every single hoop and agree to do this debate for it to happen in the first place. No live studio audience, microphones being cut, who gets what side of the podium. Biden, of course, won the coin toss. I'm sure that wasn't rigged at all, just like everything else. And then anytime that Trump said that these rules are rigged or the deck is stacked, Biden and his surrogates, instead of saying, no, we should have a fair fight man to man, they went, well, you agreed to it under any circumstance. These people have no shame. That is the fundamental, okay, interpretation of being a beta. Anytime where you go, well, it's not a fair fight, and you just go, well, you agreed to it, it's pathetic. So this week, obviously, is going to be an interesting week because CNN has a chance to redeem themselves. Now, don't get your expectations up. Do not get your hopes high, because CNN has proven time and time again they are willing to do whatever they can to interfere in the election and help the Democrats in the most depraved fashion possible, even if it's embarrassing for their own cause. Okay, I mean, last time around, the Russian disinformation laptop was the number one story that they slapped on the debate. President Trump says the laptop was Russian disinformation, to which I said, how did the Russians do CGI AI imagery and make thousands of hours of sex tape footage of Hunter Biden, okay, with hookers, weighing crack? Was that all Russian disinformation? It was obviously a lie, and CNN went along with it. And anytime President Trump tried to talk about it in the debate, which was a very valid point to make in the debate, that the sitting president of the United States was implicated in text messages on the laptop, same laptop where there was footage, blackmail footage, of the president's son, who was basically the bad man for the president, doing all these deals, all this ridiculous, salacious footage, CNN shouted President Trump down. It was clearly 2-on-1. Moderator Biden versus Trump. Now, in the week of the debate, okay, as we're getting started here, the week of the debate with Trump and Biden for the next round in the next election cycle we're in right now, you would think that CNN would be doing everything they can to atone for it. You would think they would be doing everything they can to assure the viewers out there that this time around they learn from their mistakes and they're going to be a little bit more fair and impartial. They won't, you know, make it seem so obvious that they're jumping down the throat of President Trump, because the last time they did that, they were objectively wrong. And if they had integrity of, you know, journalism, you know, like people used to have, they would have a little bit of shame and act accordingly. Nope, not CNN. This is a clip from just a couple hours ago. President Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, on CNN in the morning, and this was the exchange, and listen to how they just cut her off immediately when she raised a very valid point about the bias of the network that doesn't seem too interested in reversing that bias and making it fair. Frankie, roll.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay. Now, as I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta.
I mean, yeah, that's what the people relate to. Hyperventilating Karen right there. He will be able to have the equal time and she'll be able to come back. It's like, stop it. They don't know what's, all they can do is cut off Caroline Levin and boot her off the air. That woman there is dead to rights. Yeah, it's really interesting how every single person on CNN spread these obviously debunked lies. And when President Trump was on the stage debating, they shouted him down anytime he made very fair points. And they referenced the 51 intel agents, which were also a lie, signing the document. You would think they'd be ceding every single, you know, middle ground to President Trump to make it look fair, or at least apologize to Caroline Levin from the onset of when she gets on the air. Not, you know, go, oh, you can't talk about our colleagues. This is about Trump and Biden. No, it's about the colleagues, because last time they proved that they totally threw their journalistic ethics out of the window and interfered in the debate. Yes, Frankie.
These stupid liberal hosts, you know, I mean, it's such a bad look for CNN, NBC, whoever hosts these people. It's like they should have these company policies, at least going into this new election cycle. It's like they always shut down Trump. They won't even show his rallies. They won't even show his speeches. They go, oh, we're going to comb through this. And if anything is relevant, we're going to let you know. I mean, something needs to happen top down. You know, if you have a guest on from a campaign, you need to keep them on. You may have to change your questioning, but it's like you have to let them answer a question and not just say, no, you're going out of the bounds. Goodbye, goodbye. There has to be some sort of rule. You know, this is insane.
Frankie,
talk to me.
Frankie, would they ever cut off Biden's spokesperson? Would they ever cut off Hunter Biden's lawyer? Would they ever cut off a left-wing mouthpiece like Elizabeth Warren or like AOC or like Nancy Pelosi? Do they ever cut them off when they spread the obviously debunked facts and when they make personal, disgraceful, almost dangerous attacks against Republicans? No, they never do. Okay? And if it was fair, then somebody would push back against what you're about to hear. This is one of Biden's spokespeople, okay, on Meet the Press over the weekend. And look at the treatment that he gets when he gives a laughable answer about Biden's mental fitness to serve. Why aren't they going crazy and convulsing and going full Karen mode on him with an obviously ridiculous answer to one of the most basic problems wrong with Biden is that he's a absolute sit-in vegetable who everybody acknowledges, unless he's drugged up to the gills, is he going to be able to function properly on Thursday. Frankie, roll
that. Bishop, there's so many other good Democrats out there. Why not hand the reins over to a different Democrat this go around, where you would take away the concerns about his mental fitness to serve?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden doesn't have any concerns about his mental fitness, nor do I. I've spent an incredible amount of time with Joe Biden. That's just a fade that the other side is pushing. Joe Biden has taken this country from being in a cataclysmic downfall to actually leading the world once again, and he's going to continue.
So why didn't the host then stop it? And he goes, well, how about Joe Biden's mental fitness? And the guy goes, well, Joe Biden has no concerns about his mental fitness. That's a good statement. So Joe Biden, the man whose brain is corroding in real time, he has no concerns about his own mental fitness, so therefore everything's fine. Did you hear that answer that they gave? And then they let the guy say it. They didn't interrupt him. They didn't boot him off the air. They didn't talk about what happened at the G7. They didn't talk about the way he tried to sit in the invisible chair at the D-Day celebration. They didn't talk about letting him leave stage left early at the D-Day celebration, and nobody said anything about it. This guy left the celebration in the middle of the celebration. You know, with President Trump, when he was overseas, they made up a totally fake story about how he called the troops suckers and losers. Again, the most photographed and videographed man on the planet, the only things they have on Trump are in moments in which he wasn't on the video camera. It's a joke. When we have Biden on video camera leaving the ceremony at D-Day early to go to bed, nobody covered it. They let that guy give that answer. It's a joke. They're letting them then say, well, he rebuilt the country and he built it up. And yeah, it's so great. They don't want to ask any tough questions about Biden's mental fitness. So let me tell you something. Maybe you had your hopes up for like a slight millisecond that things would change this go around. Maybe. But that's not going to happen. They're proving that they're not going to change their ways in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. What's Biden doing this week? This is what Biden's up to this week. Frankie pops on screen. Biden's schedule. This is what he's doing to Camp David. This is scheduled today, okay? Today's Monday. In the morning, President will receive the President's daily brief. This meeting will be closed to the press. That's it. That's Joe Biden's schedule for the entire day. This entire week, Biden is engaging in an overt cover. He's hiding out. He's staying at Camp David. He's doing zero public appearances. He's not engaging in the functions of the president whatsoever. He's not doing any function of the president whatsoever. He's literally hiding all week long. Think about it. We're paying his taxpayer salary to be the president of the United States, and this guy's hiding out. Yes, Frank.
Yeah, and if this came out, if something that, I'll enlarge it for you, if this little note came out during Trump's presidency, pal, I'm telling you, the journalists would literally come back to the campaign and say, hey, I think there was an error. The rest of it got cut off. You got to get the rest of the briefing. I mean, nothing's ever been that simple for a full day for a president. I mean, look at that.
They'd say,
it's a post-it note.
They'd say, President Trump is practicing his lies. President Trump is supposed to be carrying out the duties of the president. This is what they'd say if it was Trump with this instead of Biden. Oh, and he's down in the bees must be down. There's crisis in Camp David. Crisis in Camp David because he set aside his whole week's calendar to prepare for the debate because he doesn't know what he's going to say in the debate. That would be the narrative drumbeat day in and day out leading up to the debate if the shoe was on the other foot, as Frankie points out right there. It's a joke. Nothing's changing. But you know what's funny is how these people are breaking down in real time. They can't even come to grips with the fact that their coverage is hysterical and laughable to anybody who even says they're in the middle. They can't even help themselves. CBS on Face the Nation had a panel over the weekend where they had voters on, okay, like actual voters, people, and they were asking them questions. And it's amazing how, again, these are the people who vote. These are the rank and file voters. You don't belittle the voters, okay? But Face the Nation couldn't even help themselves. Their host started to get into a fight with what a voter, again, not somebody who's paid, not a surrogate, not a campaign person, a voter who is participating in the battle. Listen to the way that she raised a very valid concern about the illegals, their treatment from the Biden regime, the safety concerns, and how the host went in meltdown mode to belittle this swing voter. Roll, Frankie.
Day one. That current President Biden was elected, he immediately, by the stroke of a pen, undid everything that President Trump had done in closing the border. We had security at the border. We were vetting the people that wanted to come in. And with the stroke of a pen, day one, he opened the border. He opened the doors without any vetting process. So It was his choice. He has to take responsibility for that, he and his administration.
You do know that there is vetting that border officials do when they encounter someone. They do. I've been to the federal facilities. When someone is detained, when they are captured, when they cross illegally, they are taken into federal custody, and those agents do vet people. The success of that vetting may be in question. The efficacy of it.
Oh, my goodness. Do you hear the way she belittles them? Yeah. All the rapes, murder, crime, robbery, theft occurring. Oh, that is just, for a lack of strong vetting. But they're vetting them. Do you hear the way the lady spins it? With a straight face on CBS. Oh, but they're still vetting them. How do you vet somebody who throws away their passport or their ID at the border? Do you see what's happening at the border? There's thousands of IDs that are just laying there in the sand at the border wall when they come in. They throw them away. And they throw them away because they don't want their record to be any type of traceability. They don't want any type of traceability with their record. They want them to be off the grid. How do you vet that exactly? Again, it's a valid concern. Oh, they're vetting them. So when they come in and they go in the processing facility, first of all, 90% of the people don't even go through the facility. They just come into the country illegally and they just like get in the country because it's so overwhelmed. The people who do get in, okay, sit there getting vetted. But if you don't speak any language that is understandable by anybody in the United States of America, again, they're speaking over 50 to 100 languages. If you don't speak a language, you have no ID card. You have nothing to identify yourself. And you don't want to tell the truth, right? Because it's like a storybook. Oh, everyone's just going to tell the truth exactly about where they came from and what they're doing and how they found their way from the Congo of Africa to Costa Rica to Venezuela all the way through Central America right to the border checkpoint. Yeah, they're going to tell the truth about everything about them. Yeah, the vetting process is totally clear. Are you kidding me? That host knows it on TV. She's a disingenuous hack. Just like all these people. And if you want to talk about being a disingenuous hack, the highlight, the peak, the apex of the Democrats being disingenuous was the way that they had a hysterical meltdown over President Trump's absolute surge in Philadelphia this weekend. This was the crowd at President Trump's rally in Philadelphia. And we're going to roll this for you for a very specific reason. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why after. But first, here you go. President Trump sold out crowd in Philly. Frankie, roll this. Okay, so you see there, the crowd was fully sold out, packed to the rafters. Now, the reason that the upper deck, nobody was in them, was because due to the fire code, okay, if you want seats on the floor, you could not have seats on the rafter. The building is approved to hold 10,500 people, I'm told. And because President Trump had floor seating, there was nothing that they could do for the seating up top. You're not allowed to do that, okay? So the building didn't allow that. The place was packed, and that's why there were zero people on the upper deck, zero. Like it was totally closed off. It's not like there was one or two people and just nobody showed up. Nobody was there because nobody was allowed to be there because the place was at full capacity. President Trump showed up to the cheesesteak place in Philly and had more people at his stop at the cheesesteak place than Biden has at his biggest rally all campaign season long. So the left wingers, I'm talking the guy Cohen, No Lie, whatever his name is, Geek. I'm talking Harry Sisson, Geek. All these left wingers were posting about how President Trump couldn't fill up the upper deck and how Biden in his rally that he had with Obama, he was able to fill up the upper deck in his event. And they gave this very carefully, you know, framed image of just like the podium and like the upper deck shot from the floor of the perfect angle. This is how much these people lie. This was the rally that they referenced where they said, oh, look, Trump can't fill it. Biden in the same arena, he filled it up. This is how disingenuous and disgraceful these people lie. This was the scene at the Biden Philadelphia rally. Same venue. Roll it. Okay. So you see there, the back upper deck was closed, the other side upper deck was closed, the arena was split with a giant curtain, and half the floor was left empty as well because the giant curtain, okay, covered it up. So this place, okay, when you look at the empty upper deck rafters, when you look at the way it was, half of it was completely closed off. When you look at the way behind, okay, keep rolling, Frankie. You look at the way behind it was closed off, behind the stage. They literally had the giant flag there covering it up. They didn't have that during President Trump's. It's an obvious joke. There's maybe 3,500 people there, tops. That was their biggest rally of all time with Barack Hussein Obama, the great Black Hope. It wasn't a Biden solo rally. It was with everybody there, Barack Obama included. They were able to get about 3,000 people. President Trump sold out arena. 10,500 max capacity fire code threshold met. So you tell me, if these people are willing to continue to lie about the Russian disinformation, if they're willing not to atone for the, okay, CNN malfeasance last time around and shut down Trump's spokesperson, if they're even willing to take a carefully crafted shot okay, and frame it up of the arena with Trump and Biden side by side and go, oh, look, Biden got a bigger crowd, when literally they took it right from like the podium angle, like the one place in the upper deck it was filmed. If they're willing to lie about that, what else will they lie about from now until Election Day? These people are maniacal and sick. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
What a joke. What a joke.
What a absolute joke. All right, everybody. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to tell you guys I'm so appreciative of everybody who is watching today. We have a great audience. It's a great day. It's a beautiful Monday, and I need you to help me get this party started by rumbling the video. Okay, we're in the home stretch here of election season already. It's kind of wild to think about. It is almost July. The RNC convention is almost upon us. The debate is this week. I mean, Frankie, crazy, where is all the time gone?
Dude.
It is unbelievable how time is flying.
Nuts. Yeah.
It really is. So absolutely. Like, sorry, guys. I want to tell you guys.
Yeah. No, sorry. I just, it feels like yesterday when, everyone thought that Ron DeSantis was going to be the VP pick. Here we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Feels like yesterday when people in this chat were calling for my job for coming at Ron DeSantis. Remember that? I mean, we've come a long way. A lot of other hosts are selling you and feeding you a shovel of bullshit. Ah, they're working together. Yeah, okay, yeah. Is he in contention for vice president, guys? Yeah, I mean, come on. So do not doubt Mike Crispy and Roger Stone, okay, on these things. Like, we're, yeah. So, all right, guys, I want to tell you about our sponsors of this broadcast today. People are saying, isn't that a, this is actually good. Comment of the day coming from Ryan Schumann. They go, isn't that, talking about the side-by-side images of Trump crowd and Biden crowd, isn't that a cheap fake? That is a cheap fake. That's very well like said. That is actually textbook definition of a cheap fake. Alex Sands says, Mike, great last call. The show goes by so fast. We appreciate that. Last call, we're just getting started. Now, last week's last call, we had no air conditioner. It was 85 degrees. And I slept wrong. So I was having like a massive like neck and back pain. But we grinded through that show. So yeah. 80 degrees in the studio.
We would have easily.
Massive neck and back pain.
We would have had another 30 minutes on that show at least. We were struggling,
I was like, I'm literally melting. Steeler says, Crispy for VP. Well, Trump has made his VP selection, and I don't think it's me this time around, but we got big plans. We got big plans. So we appreciate that. I see many people in the chats. A lot of good chats today. A lot of things that I was reading during the show that I missed, okay? But people are talking about the Trump Philly rally crowd. Do we have anybody who was there at the crowd? I mean, obviously it was a big crowd. I know we had some people who were there probably who are tuning in today. I know my good friend Ed Young was there. I saw him actually. I always see Ed Young. Shout out to him. He's been to like 30 rallies. My guy, he's from Brick, New Jersey. And I saw him in the front row of the crowd. He's always there. So, all right, guys, let's talk about our sponsors. And the first sponsor of our broadcast today are our friends and over at iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, head on over to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, iTarget Pro is an incredible product. It is a revolutionary way to train with your firearm in your home. You don't have to spend money on the gun range. You don't have to spend money on costly ammo. This is a laser firearm home training system. It is one bullet, okay, a laser bullet that is loaded into the chamber. It syncs up with the app and it is able to dry fire into the target, okay, or to the cubes, and track your accuracy, your speed between rounds, all of these things in real time. The iTarget Pro is how all of the greats train with their own firearms in their own home. My own father uses it. You guys know, retired air marshal, former sharpshooter. That's why we have them as a sponsor on the show, because they are an incredible, incredible product. I saw my dad using it. I train with it. He trains with it. My whole family does, and your family should too. He got a young one, okay, he's learning how to handle a firearm, learning how to become a sharpshooter. What better way to get them going than with the iTarget Pro? What better way to save money on ammo right now? You got all this ammo and you know they're gonna bastardize the supply chain as the election becomes closer, like they did last time. You need an iTarget Pro. Save that precious ammo. So guys, go to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order today. They are amazing sponsors, iTargetPro.com. Go there today. We got many people who are saying, how about this? Got the iTarget cubes for my husband for Christmas. He loves them. I always see people saying they got the iTarget Pro for gifts for their husband. It really makes an amazing gift. So guys, let me tell you a little piece of advice. To all the told the women out there watching, okay, what better gift to get for a family member than the iTugger Pro? For the man in your life, get him an iTugger Pro. He will love it. It is a guaranteed hit, okay? iTugger Pro is a gift. So Billy Cly says, rumble this video. We love that. Let's see what else we got in the chat. We got Vintage Lookout. Great to see you. We got Scotty. Great to see you, Scotty. And now a word from our next sponsor of this broadcast. And the next sponsor of our broadcast are our friends and over at Done With Debt. Guys, they're called debt traps. And if you don't get out from under them right now, the debt trap will consume you whole. Listen, it's not your fault. You didn't have the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. You didn't, okay, engage in all this rampant inflation. It's not your fault. It is the fault of these people who were trying to tank our economy. So listen, these bill collectors are vicious. These people are absolutely sick. And they will come for you and everything you own if you do not devise a plan to get yourself from out of the debt right now. That is why my friends with Done With Debt need to be contacted. I'm talking like today, if you are dealing with any problems, okay? They are the premier debt relief specialist. The first thing they do is they stand between you and the bill collectors. The second thing they do is they work with you in a consultative, unique fashion to devise a custom approach to help you get out from under the debt trap immediately. But like I said, these things are time sensitive, so you got to get in touch with them right now. My friends at donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com, tell them LFA TV sent you. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing great, Mike. How you doing? Ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock. I'm doing amazing. I'm ready to rock. We got a great chat today. RFK says he got 37% of the vote nationwide. I don't think he's going to get 30. I would bet my entire suit collection that RFK is not going to get 30% of the vote nationwide. Like, you know, maybe 8, maybe 7, okay? But not 37. Where does that number come from? So, all right, let's get back into it, Frankie.
All right. I was going to make a speech joke, but I won't. I'll leave RFK alone. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Monday. It is June 24th. And, you know, a big topic of the first debate on Thursday, everyone is saying, will be President Trump's sham guilty verdict. Over the weekend, Biden's spokespeople were doing the rounds, the circuits on network television, and they were asked if President Biden, okay, the resident Biden, would talk about President Trump's guilty verdicts. They said he would. They said they would make it an issue during the debate. Now, I think that's a good thing. I think that if Biden starts talking about the guilty verdicts, it will backfire spectacularly. Because all President Trump needs to do is reference the other weekend conversation from people who by no means are like MAGA Republicans. People like Judge Judy, okay, who said that the verdict against President Trump was a sick joke. And even people who used to, you know, set the law in New York. I'm talking former Attorney General Cuomo and Governor Cuomo, who over the weekend went on television and said that this guilty verdict against President Trump was an utter sham. If they bring it up in the debate, President Trump should just reference Cuomo. Frankie Rowland.
The case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been right. Brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be. Because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
Wow. So if Trump is posed with that in the debate by CNN, and you know that CNN is not going to play it fair, you know that CNN will bring it up. I can almost guarantee that CNN will bring up the Trump conviction and they'll like glaze over the Hunter Biden. Oh, well, it was a gun charge. Trump will say, this is a cover up for Joe Biden's criminality and his treason. Just look at the laptop, 10% for the big guy. And they're doing this gun charge. They're gonna go, Mr. President, this isn't about Hunter Biden. This is about you versus Joe Biden. And that's what they're gonna say. It's so predictable. That's what CNN is gonna say to jump down the throat of Trump and try to defend Biden, who won't be able to speak. It's funny, one of the commenters said, as the show started today during the debate, Trump should intentionally show up 45 minutes late, so they mess up the dosage of drugs that they're feeding to Biden. So like he's worn out by like, you know, the 30th minute of the debate instead of like, you know, like the end of the debate. Like they're timing up the drug dosage. Say, oh, well, Trump should just intentionally show up late. That's actually very funny. I think he should. But you know that they're going to bring that up. And I think that all Trump should do is he should calmly look into the camera and he should say, listen, prominent Democrats are saying that this case would have never been brought if my name wasn't Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton had an $8,000 fine for misclassifying the payment made in relation to the Steele dossier. Why am I getting sentenced to jail time? Allegedly, they want to sentence me to jail time. And even Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo said that this case would have never been brought. He should just quote Cuomo, move on, implicate Hunter Biden, say if the laptop is now real and you guys said it wasn't real at the time, then I am vindicated fully. And you can't have two things be true. You can't have the laptop be proven true, and that's why Hunter Biden was implicated on this gun charge. You can't have that be true and then at the same time say that the text messages in which 10% for the big guy is clearly specified isn't true. You can't have it both ways. If the gun charge is real, well, then that must mean that the treason and the implications of then Vice President Joe Biden selling his influence to the highest bidder with Hunter Biden being the go-between bagman, you can't say that that isn't true. If the laptop was true to implicate Hunter in the gun charge, that's all Trump should say. I'm telling you, everybody knows what's going on here. Everybody knows the truth. And everybody knows that Joe Biden isn't only not fit to serve, but that this debate is essentially a tryout for him before they make the final decision of if they're going to need to replace him at the DNC convention. I still contend that they will make a swap at the DNC convention, that the polling data is so bad and they need a jolt, they need a spark in such a bad way that they are willing to go to unprecedented depths to maintain their power. We have seen they're willing to do that. They would never do that, Mike. That's unprecedented. Well, they're trying to throw the former president and the soon-to-be president again into prison. They spied in the campaign. They engaged in Russia collusion. They did a January 6th false flag insurrection, fedsurrection setup. They're willing to do whatever it takes. They can't have Kamala Harris be the president of the United States. They're going to explore the swap option. There is a contingency of nameless, faceless, elite power brokers behind the scenes watching the debate and who are going to be watching the debate on Thursday. And they're going to be saying, this is it. This is the test. If he fails the test, he's out. Because we can't have Kamala next woman up. We can't have Kamala Harris be the person that America's going to see. And all Trump has to do in the debates is say, listen, this guy can't even barely stand up straight. You see him falling down at the D-Day celebration. You're going to have Kamala as the next president of the United States? Trump should make that point too. Because this is the status of the vice president. While Trump is barnstorming swing states all week long leading up to the debate in Atlanta, Biden is hiding in Camp David. They're experimenting on drug dosages on him. Got a tongue twister there, Frankie. They're experimenting on the drug dosages on him. And Kamala is out there on the trail talking about abortion rights. That's what she's doing all week long. She's going and making appearances and campaigning on the topic of abortion. Not inflation, not illegals, not foreign wars, but on abortion. That's what they said. They said, Joe Biden will be at Camp David this week in intensive debate prep. Yeah, okay, no public appearances. And Kamala Harris will be on the trail talking about abortion. They said that with a straight face. As they put out a video on Sunday of Biden talking to the illegals that he has now granted, you know, a pathway to citizenship for with this new executive order. They put that out. It's like they did it with a straight face. You guys saw the executive order last week where married couples, where one is legal and one is illegal, that Biden is now giving them a pathway for automatic voting rights, citizenship, government aid, etc. Biden campaign put out a propaganda video over the weekend on that. Again, not trying to appeal to the independent voters, doubling down on the number one issue that is drawing voters away from Biden to Trump. And then they trot out Kamala Harris not to heal the divide on these topics in which they are ceding so much ground on, but to talk about abortion and to sound like an utter fool in every single which way. Kamala Harris, this is her this morning, starting her media kickoff and presidential tryouts, I guess you could say, this week. Roll, Frank.
Why is the race so close? These races are always close. It's the election of the president of the United States. And everyone in an election for president of the United States will critically examine all of the issues and make a decision.
We did it, Joe.
This is a critical election for president of the United States. And everybody who is evaluating people for president of the United States will look at the issues and make a decision. Brilliant. Brilliant from Kamala Harris. And then she went on to ramble off for 30 more minutes about a woman's right to kill the baby up until the point of birth. It's only one to run on. I think it's the most degenerate nonsense of all time. All they do is double, triple, quadruple down on the abortion issue. So all they talk, it's literally all they talk about. Anytime Biden is off the campaign trail, which is a lot lately, he's again hiding out in Camp David all week. Kamala Harris gives public speeches about abortion, abortion, abortion. Nothing about the border, nothing about foreign wars, nothing about the crime wave in this country, nothing about inflation, nothing about energy, nothing, nothing, no. Abortion, kill the baby, it's all they want to talk about. And Kamala Harris cannot even do it in a convincing fashion. Yes, Frankie?
Did you see what the Trump campaign put out the other day? Like just a compilation of Harris like quotes, and they're just like, it's all one run-on sentence, and there's no clarity. You have no idea what it's like, what she could possibly be talking about. It's a bunch of words with absolutely no connection, just complete nonsense. But it's just incredible. I mean, she's just a
complete nonsensical nonsense. So the vice presidential debates come into new focus because they are going to be as important as ever. And I believe that President Trump, who says he knows who his vice presidential pick will be, needs to pick a vice president that will torch Kamala Harris and rip her limb from limb, proverbially, of course. Now, President Trump said over the weekend that he knows who his vice presidential pick will be, and that the vice presidential pick will be in the audience at the debate. Now, everyone's like, there's no live studio audience. No, you idiots. But there are people who travel with the president to these events. And apparently, you know, Trump obviously is going to have like 30, 40 people with him. It will be the vice presidential finalist accompanying him to Atlanta for the debate. Now, he says that person will be with him. And he says he has made up his mind in his head of who that candidate will be. And I think that the number one thing that President Trump needs to think about right now and who the vice presidential pick will be is who can utterly obliterate Kamala Harris. Now, that's not a tough task because, I mean, the woman is literally the quintessential DEI pick. But some people would really embarrass Kamala Harris worse than others. I believe that the front runner, again, I think this, I don't know if this person is going to get picked, but I mean, I'm just giddy thinking about the prospects, Frankie, of Byron Donalds debating Kamala Harris. Can you imagine that debate? Can you imagine the just the utter destruction that would be brought to the Democrat narrative if you put Byron Donalds sitting across from Kamala Harris at the table? It would be amazing. Beautiful. For us. That is my dream vice presidential debate. That would be utter carnage for Kamala. If they're going to keep Biden on the ticket, which again, 50-50 they will, if they're going to keep Biden on the ticket and not replace him and make the calculated decision that they will go forth like kind of playing this game, like Biden's mentally fit enough and the media will play along. If they're going to do that, then they need to, Republicans, make the focus of the vice presidential pick super magnified. Because then Biden could topple over at any minute. And then Kamala Harris is the next woman up. So in that case, Democrats will go, well, Trump is really old, too. That's what they always say. Now, again, it's night and day. Trump has his mental faculties. Trump is as sharp as ever. Trump is speaking to rally crowds for 2 hours straight. Trump is on his game. Trump hasn't had two brain surgeries like Joe Biden has. Trump should say that, too, in the debate. He should say, you know, you keep saying that our age is similar and we're similar in age. That's what they always say on the left. But Trump hasn't had two brain surgeries. Biden has. Most Americans don't even know that, okay? Whenever I say that to people, they go, no way, really? Like, Trump should just say, one, I'm 78. Two, you're 82. One, I give three speeches a day for 2 hours at a clip. You give 20-minute public appearances and disappear. And the cherry on top is, you have had two brain surgeries. I have had zero. Why doesn't Trump say that? He should. He should say that during the debate. But the vice presidential debate, if both of these candidates are remaining, then it is going to come under new focus. And I think that's a good thing. Could you imagine if Byron Donalds is the pick? And again, he has been sent the vetting materials. He could theoretically be the pick. People are saying, well, he's in Florida. That's okay. I think it's so important that Byron Donalds could resign his seat in Congress and go move somewhere else, and he could be the pick. There is precedent for it. Cheney did it when he was the vice presidential pick of Bush. So he could do it. And quite frankly, listen to Byron Donalds here. He should do it because I think he would take it to Kamala Harris better than anybody. Roll this clip, Frankie.
But the White House seems to be claiming that anytime we see Joe Biden freeze up or forget somebody's name, that it's a fake video. It's a cheap fake is now. This is the new buzzword, cheap fakes. Your reaction.
No, well, I think that's Orwellian language coming from the White House. This is 1984 stuff. The truth of the matter is that Joe Biden is not the man he was 4 years ago or 8 years ago. Everybody knows this. And so what they're trying to do is lie, dissemble, and cover up for the fact that Joe Biden cannot go on the campaign trail like Donald Trump is doing right now. He has to be in Camp David for 7-8 days to prepare himself to be in a 90-minute debate with Donald Trump. That does not bode well for a man who says he wants 4 more years. America, this is why we need to change leadership. Donald Trump is prepared. He has done this job before. He will do an excellent job for the United States of America.
He will take it to Kamala Harris in a way that I think is amazing. And for all the people in the chat talking about the president and vice president being from the same state, like I said, that is true, okay? You essentially, if you have people from the same state, then you cannot give the electors to both people. So then, in essence, Trump would have to cede the electors in Florida. Not so fast. He could resign from Congress and go move to another state. Totally within the bounds of reality. Totally something that has been done in the past. Totally precedent for it. And nothing in the constitutional language stipulates when that candidate is a resident of that state. So Byron Donalds could do that, should do that. I think he'd take it to Kamala in an amazing way. Now, they also say Doug Burgum is in contention. And you know what? I think Doug Burgum, he's been doing a lot of media lately, which tells me that he's definitely a finalist. This is a little flavor of how Doug Burgum handles the press. And you know what? I think he makes a pretty good point against CNN here about how they've given Trump an unfair shake. He does it in a very cool, calm, and collected way, a statesman-like way. Roll, Frankie.
But I think, again, there has been a real effort on the Biden team to try to lower expectations. But I think we have to look at the guy's run for office more than a dozen times. He's run for president 4 times. He's been campaigning since President Nixon was in office. This guy has got the ability, and we've seen it. We've seen him in debate 4 years ago. We've seen him in the State of the Union this year, that when he needs to, he can step up. But I think this is a real opportunity for CNN, most trusted name in news, to ask some tough questions, including, you know, because this is a rematch. And when we had this debate just before the election 4 years ago, Joe Biden looked into the camera and said, that Hunter Biden's laptop was a smear campaign, Russian disinformation, called it garbage. And now we know that none of that is true. And I think this is an opportunity. I think America's waiting. I mean, CNN's got an opportunity to ask tough questions of both these candidates.
Yeah.
I think you would agree with me. I think he delivers like this, like normal, like, you know, statesman. Like people would see Kamala and they would just think unintelligent, buffoonery, DEI pick, spouting platitudes, no intellect. And then they'd see Burgum and go, smart, cool, calm, collected, backward kind of politicians used to be, qualified, former executive, made a lot of money, big company. So again, I think Donald and Burgum, if I'm advising Trump, and again, if it's just the list of people who you say have gotten the vetting materials, I would have it between those two, but we'll see. Ben Carson's in the mix. Definitely not Tim Scott. Rubio's in the mix. At least we'll see what happens. But that decision is going to be coming in a couple weeks. RNC's right around the corner. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Go Ben Carson. Let's go. All
right. Yeah, no Ben Carson. Unbelievable. That is pretty funny. I didn't mention Ben Carson because I didn't want Frankie to spontaneously combust. Frankie and I are having a good day.
He's my number one.
Frankie's mojo. I don't want Frankie's mojo to be thrown off. But listen, if Ben Carson's the pick, don't worry, guys. Frankie will still wholeheartedly support,
of course,
Donald J. Trump. Right, Frankie?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, I want Ben Carson would be a lot better than Tim Scott, let me tell you. Yeah. So
I was no Pence fan even before, guys, he did all the crap. So, you
know. Yeah, no Pence fan. This is true. So, all right, guys, I want to tell you about our next sponsor of the broadcast, and it's a very important sponsor, and they are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. Listen, Genesis Gold Group is revolutionary. These are the first gold folks that have faith-based principles that make up their company. First and foremost, that is why the great Mike Lindell has chosen to partner with them. You guys know Mike Lindell's name, okay? No pun intended, is gold, okay? When it comes to, you know, the standard of buying things and shopping for things and for brands and products, Mike Lindell only puts his name on the best. That is why Mike Lindell is partner with Genesis Gold Group. Also, Genesis Gold Group is a unique gold company because they appeal to the average everyday folks like you and me. A lot of these gold companies, you don't even own the physical gold. It's like on paper, you own it on a certificate somewhere. Genesis Gold Group has physical gold and silver that you can own right now. And you know what? You can even own it in like these ways where like you could put it right in your wallet. They call them the prepper bars, okay? Like you can literally get it and put it in your wallet and then you could break it off in pieces, almost like a chocolate bar, okay, of the store value, like the small pieces of gold and silver. So like there's no amount too small, no amount too high. You can diversify your assets with gold and silver. Go look at the markets right now. Gold and silver have gone up steadily. They're at 10-year highs right now as the value of the paper dollar is vanishing in real time. The value of the dollar is a joke. We need to go back to the gold standard in this country. Many people believe we will. I believe we will. I think we do. If I ever get in Congress, I will advocate for that 100%. It will break. The dollar system will break. We will go back to the gold standard one day. Gold and silver values are at an all-time high. That is why I think you guys need to go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Get in touch with these guys. They will get you a free gold IRA and investment 401k guide. You can talk to them personally. Same folks who Mike Lindell talked to. And you will be on your way to diversifying your assets today. And again, I got this amazing, they call them the prepper bars, okay? They're these amazing, like they're like this big, they fit in your wallet, they're gold and silver, you break them up into pieces, so there's no amount too small, no amount too big of gold and silver that you can own to diversify and protect yourself and own a piece of it. Goldwithcrispy.com right now. Goldwithcrispy.com right now. Amazing folks. Go get in touch with them today. At least just give them a consultation. Listen to them. Nobody else has this prepper bar thing. It really is cool. Right, Frankie? I got to bring it in.
You need to bring it in.
I got to bring it into the studio.
I love that thing.
I know.
It's unreal.
It really is an amazing product. So, all right, guys. Goldcrispy.com. We appreciate that. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor. And our next sponsor are our friends on over at Armra Colostrum. Guys, listen, you guys know that I'm always looking for ways to strengthen my immunity, my gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and improve my skin and hair radiance. I recently discovered an incredible product and brand. It is called Armra Colostrum. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life, and it contains all of the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Okay, it is a primary concentrate, Armra Colostrum is, of a proprietary of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthens the barriers of your body and fuels cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. Okay, you will have hair growth and radiance, you will have gut health and a metabolism that is ignited, and you will have fitness performance and recovery fueled, okay? It is a amazing natural supplement, okay? So guys, go to Try Armor.com/LFATV. That is TRYARMRA.com/LFATV. We have worked out a special offer for you to receive 15% off your first order. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Let's go, Frankie. How we doing?
Let's go. We're doing. We're colostraing. We're doing great. My hair feels great. All right. And I'll tell you, my fiance, she's like, I've been taking this for so long. Then all of a sudden they're an advertiser. I get no credit. I'm like, listen. We all know that you're the winner here, Sabrina. Red Rock.
That's right, because she's marrying producer Frankie. That's why she's the winner. All right, let's get a multi-view, Frankie, and then let's get back in.
Got you. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, if you thought that the way that the Biden regime was intentionally destroying our country from the inside out, demoralizing your spirits, hiring the least qualified people that make the most mockery of the system, if you thought that has been, you know, a fluke over the last 3.5 years, well, the Biden regime is telling you that down to the bitter end, they will do things to demoralize your spirit. It started out with Admiral Rachel Randy Levine. Okay, the tranny who killed tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians as the health secretary and then went on to become a 4-star admiral and health secretary for the country. What a joke. Then it was Sam Brinton. Do you guys remember who Sam Brinton was? Here's a little flashback if you don't remember. In charge of the nuclear programs in our country. Frankie, roll this.
Luggage from Harry Reid International Airport. The 8 News Now investigators learning a felony warrant has been issued for Sam Brinton, a deputy assistant secretary in the Biden administration. Now, he's accused of a similar crime in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. This is a developing
story. Okay, so Sam Brinton was appointed to a high-level post involving our nuclear capabilities. And clearly was appointed there because Sam Brinton was a non-binary cross-dressing freak. So Sam Brinton gets booted out, has to leave, obviously, because, you know, the mental illness reached a fever pitch and Sam Brinton was stealing luggage at airports. But I'm here to tell you that the Biden regime is, again, making good with the LGBT whack job, non-binary, mentally ill community leading up to the election. Here you go. New Biden White House Associate Communications Director is this individual, Tyler Cherry. Now, Tyler Cherry looks like the kind of person who's qualified for the job, right? Associate Communications Director. This is Tyler Cherry. Tyler Cherry also deleted all of his social media posts that said that the Russia collusion narrative, which means that President Trump needed to be expelled from office and locked up, that said that, you know, there needed to be the ceasefire now and that the Biden regime was complicit, okay, in all of the foreign wars and the genocide. The same Tyler Cherry that said that climate change was going to, ravish and destroy our country, basically coming at the Biden regime for not being left-wing enough. And they hired this guy, who you can see right there is totally mentally stable. Just look at the profile picture. Look at the official government portrait. Just look at the mental illness. Oh, Mike, it's not equality. What are you saying? Does this person look like somebody who's going to give an accurate accounting of our governmental affairs via the communications office? Does this person look like they're going to be fair and impartial? As a matter of fact, this person was overly critical of the Biden regime. Then went on there and illegally deleted all their social media posts. Again, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just delete your social media posts. There's actually a law that was passed against government officials deleting their prior history. Literally goes in there, wipes the whole thing clean, and then makes it so you cannot reply to his posts. Only followers of Tyler Cherry could reply to Tyler Cherry's posts. How are you the communications director if you're not allowing people to reply to your posts about the government? Doesn't seem right. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and how is someone like this approved through a security clearance? That's like the real question. It's like, listen, like you could do whatever you want on the side. You could live your life however you want. But, you know, seeing how he, you know, acts in public and how he probably acts throughout the night. I mean, how are you giving secrets to this man? How could he be trustworthy? I mean, he clearly is just some, you know, party animal psycho who's gay. I mean, let's be real. It's like, how do they, they're not concerned.
Doing a lot of drugs. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of drugs going on. There's a lot of nefarious activities going on. There's a lot of, you could say, compromising positions that this individual would find themselves in. Frankie's absolutely right. National security clearance? Really? Doesn't make any sense. This is the consistent and managed decline of the country from the inside out. They will do it until the last days that they are clinging to power in office. It's disgusting. All right, guys, I'm sure Biden personally appointed this person. Yeah, I'm sure Biden totally. If Biden saw this person 10 years ago, Biden would say, what a sick psycho. Put them in an institution. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go away.
Needed that one zinger in. I love it.
Needed that zinger. All right, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. I want to tell you guys about our last sponsor of the show today, and they are our friends over at MyPillow. Guys, head over to MyPillow.com right now and use your promo code UNAFRAID. Use your promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. Okay, guys, go there right now. It's summertime. You're probably going to the beach, okay? You might need some new beach towels. Guys, they have that at MyPillow.com. New beach towels. They're amazing. They're absorbent. The sand just rolls off it, okay? So as you're going to the beach, as it's summertime, go get the towels at MyPillow.com. You will not regret it. And when you shop there, the great Mike Lindell is so great with giving back to this show, to this network. So use promo code UNAFRAID and it helps us big time. That is MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID. Shop the website and help support the show and what we're doing on the air because we're just getting started. We got a lot of fun things in store from now till Election Day. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. If you want to talk about Democrat mental illness, well, we give you consistent examples of the way that the Biden regime behaves. And we also talk about the squad, okay? People like AOC, people like Jamil Bowman. We talked about Jamil Bowman's primary, actually, on the show. But AOC over the weekend did her best response to President Trump's rally in the Bronx, which had over 10,000 patriotic Americans coming, gathering, watching the 45th and 47th president. AOC had a rally in the Bronx, that's her home turf, and she had about 150 people show up. And she also had a mental breakdown as she took the stage. I think she thinks that she's a Cardi B backup dancer. I don't know, Frankie. And I think somebody needs to tell AOC that the Bronx has been under control of the Democrats for the last 100 years. Who are you taking it back from, AOC? Frankie, roll it. Yes. Who are they taking the borough back from? It's like, you psychos have controlled it for the last 100 years. AOC, the music, oh, that's going to appeal to independent voters. Oh, and then Jamil Bowman, who the rally was for, who right now is underwater in polling. He's about to lose his seat, member of the squad. He sounds like a real distinguished congressman. Roll this, Frankie. Oh, they're coming after him and his family. So that gives him an excuse to go full deranged whack job meltdown mode. These people are not serious leaders. Jamil Bowman is all about me, me, me there. It's not about the people. It's not about the constituents. He's having a mental breakdown because the powers that be, they're done. They're done using him, okay? They used him, squad member. Now they're going to go put in their establishment Hillary Clinton pick, and he is going down like the mental buffoon that he always was. Modern Day Democrat Party right there. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.